Keep that motor running. That's what we intend to do. But this time around, or at least a week from tomorrow, it's with the motor powering some food trucks. It's my pleasure to welcome to WYSO, longtime bluegrass host here on these airways. But also, you just have your fingers in a lot of good pies around the Miami Valley, and it's going to be really good food with the Gourmet Food Truck Rally. It's a competition up right in Springfield. It's Fred Bartenstein. Fred, thanks for coming.
Thanks. It's great to be here with you. Yeah, in Springfield, Ohio, at Veterans Park, also known as Cliff Park.
They changed the name a few years back, right? It's Veterans Park now.
Well, if you're a veteran, we call it Veterans Park. If you're, you know, if you're on the cliff, if your name is Cliff, it's Cliff Park.
It's your park. Right. Come on down. It's a week from Saturday. It is a collection of culinary excellence, but also a musical aspect as well. And it's thanks to the Rotarians in Springfield. There's also a bigger cause.
Right. Yeah. We're raising money for the activities of the Rotary Club, which works a lot with disabled children and other projects in the greater Springfield area. And yeah, 35 food trucks, and they are from everywhere. The farthest one away is from Maryland. They're bringing crab.
Oh, for heaven's sake. So, and when we call this a competition, I mean, it really, really is. These
no
people are
kidding.
Bringing their best.
Yeah, and this is known. It was on the Food Network last year because this is one of the biggest competitions in the world. $10,000 first prize.
Wow.
So it brings out the best trucks.
Makes you want to get a little food truck going, doesn't it?
Yeah, and yeah. Most of us eat at food trucks in our own community, but let's say you're a Dayton food truck connoisseur, you'll be able to taste 11 Columbus trucks, 9 Cincinnati trucks, 7 Springfield area trucks. So there's something for everyone.
It's like a buffet of food trucks.
It's a nosh experience to to die for.
To write home about. It is a week from tomorrow. That'll be August. Am I doing that right? No, it's
August,
2 weeks from tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Two weeks from tomorrow.
August the 13th.
On a Saturday.
On a Saturday, and it starts at 11 and it goes till 9.
There's music, a big component of this as well. There's Andy Fox, who's going to be playing for us in just a few moments. One of the samples of the great music there. The Arc Band will play Omega Point, Terrapin Moon, and is that Tony Powell? Yeah. And our own Basim Blunt will be a part of the festivities. Our Radio Basim, our Friday
Radio
night
Basim
host.
Radio Basim is going to be there from 5:45 until 9. He'll introduce the last two bands, Omega Point, Rock, Indie, Dance, and Pop. And then at 7:30, the Arc Band, Reggae, Calypso, and Soca music.
Wow. So it's the third annual. Over the course of the Arc, of the first two, you folks raised over $60,000 toward making the Springfield area a better community.
Right. And we did all of that. One thing we haven't mentioned yet, it's free.
Huh.
So how did we make the money?
How did you do that, yeah, Fred Bartenstein?
Well, let's see, we sell beer. That's
that's
the best
it.
Way. And we also sell pop.
Yeah.
And that's where the money comes from.
Wow.
Plus we have some sponsors, some very generous corporate sponsors that are helping with the event.
We get behind it. So it's an opportunity to really get a cross section of what's available on not on the hoof, on the wheel across the country. Gathering of you said 35 food trucks.
35 food
that's
trucks.
That's astonishing. That'll be at Veterans Park or Cliffs Park there in Springfield. So how will they be arranged? Did you put them all in a big arch?
Well,
and people just...
The road, which goes by the Veterans Park Amphitheater where the Summer Arts Festival is held and past the Springfield Museum of Art, follows Buck Creek. And the food trucks are lined up on the Buck Creek side of the road, 35 of them, from one end to the other. So you can walk from truck to truck and decide what it is you like. We've got they're going to have power. So it means they're not running their generators. And so you can hear the music that's on stage and you can breathe. Which is a nice thing, because when 35 trucks run their generators,
of course,
as we learned in year one, it wasn't as pleasant as it is now.
So third annual, how many people, a rough estimate, did you have in the first? And do you expect quite a few more this year? I bet you do.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I didn't come to you with a specific number, but 15,000 wouldn't surprise me. 15,000-20,000. It's pretty jammed. And you can come. You can have brunch. You can have lunch. You can have dinner, and you can have fourth meal. And many people do.
I've just been hearing about. It is 2 weeks from tomorrow. It'll be August 13th up at Veterans Park in Springfield. Music from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Just a huge arc of awesome. And you can find out more, and I hope you will, at SpringfieldFoodTruck.com. SpringfieldFoodTruck.com. We're going to go live with music with Andy Fox, who's standing by. But I just want to ask before I let you go, Fred Bartenstein, what was your most delightful, delectable bit of food that you've had at the Springfield Food Truck competition?
Well, that's a politically difficult question, but I'll tell you, it was from a truck that's not going to be here this year. They had a brisket on rye that the word starts to move at an event like this. Hey, the really cool thing is, and there's a Thai lime popsicle that comes from one of the vendors that everybody started talking about.
And then they sold out?
They came close to, I think they did sell out the first year, but they were smart enough the second year to bring endless quantities of Thai lime popsicles.
Mm-hmm. SpringfieldFoodTruck.com will get you a really lovely sort of survey of what amazing food and music and people are going to be converging at Veterans Park in Springfield 2 weeks from tomorrow. That'll be August 13th. SpringfieldFoodTruck.com. And that money that you invest while you're there will come back to the Springfield region in so many ways. Fred Bartenstein, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you. Be sure to come early because Andy Fox is on first.
Andy Fox.
And once you hear him, you'll want to be there.
One of the finest pickers that has come on to Excursion. It's my pleasure to have him join us from the other room. Welcome, Andy Fox.
Nice. Great to be here.
Thank you so much. I heard a little bit of your picking style, a little Chris Smither wonderfulness in the soundtrack. And if you would, go ahead and just pick us one.
All right. Here we go. I don't know much, but I knew less when I was heartbroken for the first time. Drowning in my tears, I went looking for a lifeline. Trying to find some comfort, just a simple tender touch. Looking for some simple thing that would not cost too much. I could hear that produce wagon on the street. I could hear that farmer singing while I cried myself to sleep. I got bananas, watermelons, peaches by the pound. Sweet corn, militant, more butter than in town. I got okra enough to choke you, beans of every kind. If hungry is what's eating you, well, I'll sell you peace of mind. This ain't what you came to hear me say. And I hate to disappoint you, but I got no love today. Said I got no love today. I got no love today. No love today. Well, I could not love to save myself from lonesome desperation. Everything I thought was love was useless imitation. Concept of commitment was to take what you could give. I thought the cheapest thrills I love were teaching me to live. But nothing seemed to last to see me through. Ah, nothing but this simple song that I still sing to you. Said I got bananas, watermelons, peaches by the pound. In town, I got okra enough to choke you, beans of every kind. If hungry is what's eating you, well, I'll sell you a piece of mind. But this ain't what you came to hear me say, and I hate to disappoint you. no love today. I got no love today. No love today. No love today. No none tomorrow. Not now, not forever. You can't see what comes for free. I think you're much too clever for your own good. I'll show you what's right before your eyes. Intelligence is no defense against what this implies. In the end, no one can sell you what you need. You can't buy it from the shelves. You gotta grow it from the seed. Said I got bananas, watermelons, peaches by the pound. Sweet corn, militant, more better than in town. Got okra, enough to choke your beans of every kind. If hungry is what's eating you, well, I'll sell you peace of mind. And this ain't what you came to hear me say. And I got to disappoint you, but I got no love today. Said I got no love today. Got no day. No love today.
Andy Fox live in studio. Be leading the charge for the Springfield Food Truck Competition getting underway on two Saturdays from now up in Springfield, Ohio, the third annual. And that is some fine picking there. Has Chris Smither ever heard you do his work? That's a fine, fine rendition.
No, no. I'm afraid he'll sue me if he does.
So. No, you're allowed. You're allowed to cover, no question. Andy Fox, you are you from Springfield, Ohio?
No, I actually grew up in Worcester.
Oh, all right.
Up in the northeast part of the state, and then lived various places and moved here a few years ago from Arkansas, where I lived for 16 or 17 years. So,
welcome back.
Yeah.
Well, I think that as smitten as we are with your guitar picking, you were smitten with Weiss. So you wrote us a little song a while back.
Yes, I did.
You don't still know that song.
You know, I actually have forgotten that song. If I'd known, I would have prepared.
Sure.
But I didn't know that anyone would ask me about
it. That's fine.
So.
No, Luke reminded me that you had written us a beautiful sort of testimonial in lyric and melody, and thank you for that. So how did you become involved in the Food Truck Festival, And are you going to be able to have some time to actually walk among the trucks?
I am. I've actually been promised food and nice. Sangria when I'm done playing. So it's gonna work out well for everybody, I think. So
sangria, very nice. Well, after you're done playing.
After I'm done, no, yeah.
I think that's
can't,
smart.
Can't do it before.
But, so I suspect that you also play other instruments. That you're so proficient at the finger picking. Is that true, or have you focused in on the guitar?
That is not true. I just play guitar. So I basically taught myself, so I play in an ugly and inimitable style. Some people say, hey, can you teach my kid how to play guitar? And I'm like, no, you don't want me teaching them. They need to learn how to do things the right way. So,
but I'm not sure about the ugly part.
Yeah.
Inimitable, I'll give you. But will you do us another?
Sure. During my time in Arkansas and even before, I grew enamored of old Delta blues songs. So here's an old Robert Johnson tune. Which many will probably recognize. So, let me try that again. Let's not do that Robert Johnson song. Let's do this one. For my baby now, and she don't come. If I call for my baby now, and she don't come. Well, all the doctors in Hot Springs sure can't help her none. Gonna fire my pistol, gonna shoot my Gatling gun. Gonna fire my pistol, gonna shoot my Gatling gun. She said she loved me, but now her man done come. I cut it special, boys, I think it's much too late.
They got 38 special, but I believe it's much too light. Oh, my 3220, well, it makes me feel alright. I said, hey, hey, baby, where'd you go last night? I said, hey, hey, baby, where'd you go last night? You know your hair's all tangled and you ain't talking right. Well, if I call for my baby now and she don't come, if I call for my baby now and she don't come, well, all the doctors in Hot Springs sure can't help her none. But if she gets mistreated, if she gets mistreated, yeah, if she gets mistreated, if she gets mistreated, yeah, we're gonna walk downtown, you know the devil knows who will. I said, hey, hey, you know I just can't take my rest. I said, hey, hey, you know I just can't take my rest. With this 3220 lying up and down my chest. Well, if I call for my baby now and she don't come, if I call for my baby now and she don't come, well, all the doctors in Hot Springs sure can't help her none.
Sometimes another song just wants to be played instead.
There you go.
Andy Fox, live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. Going to be a part of the fabulous, what's going to call it a food truck cornucopia and musical extravaganza that gets underway in Springfield a week from tomorrow. That'll be August 13th. The festivities begin 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's the math part, really. It's the math and the place and time. 2 weeks. So we're just about to turn over into August. So just about 2 weeks in. That'll be August 13th, 2 weeks from tomorrow. And you can find out more, and I hope you will, at springfieldfoodtruck.com. And thanks. You'll be leading the charge. Thanks for sharing a little bit of your talents with us today.
Well, thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks.